Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we look at Revenue Ruling 77476. It is a short ruling from the IRS published in 1977, and it answers a question that comes up in almost every cost segregation study. That question is, when an asset could fit into more than one depreciation class, which class wins? Let me back up and explain what a depreciation class is. When you own property and write it off on your taxes, you do not get to deduct the full cost in 1 year. You spread the deduction out over time. The number of years depends on what kind of asset it is. The IRS publishes a system of classes that groups assets by type. A commercial building takes 39 years. Equipment might take 5 or 7. Some components in a building, like special fixtures or land improvements, can take 15 years. The class you are assigned controls how fast you get your deduction. Now, what happens when a single asset could reasonably fit in two different classes? That is the situation Revenue Ruling 77476 addresses. The ruling used this example. An electric utility company owned an oil pipeline. The pipeline physically moved oil. If you just looked at the pipeline itself, you might put it in the oil and gas industry class. But the company's main business was selling electricity. The pipeline supported that main business, even though it dealt with oil. The IRS said the answer is simple. Look at the taxpayer's primary trade or business. Whatever industry class matches that main business is the class that applies. The pipeline goes in the electric utility class because the company is an electric utility. So here is the rule that comes out of this. Your primary business activity is the anchor for asset class decisions. Why does this matter for your cost segregation study? When an engineer goes through your property and identifies components to reclassify, they have to assign each one a recovery period. That period comes from the right asset class. Revenue Ruling 77476 tells the engineer to look at your primary business first. If you run a hotel, your industry class is hotels. If you run a retail store, your class is retail. The asset gets placed in the class that matches what you do, not just what the asset does by itself. This is important for accuracy. Different classes write off at different speeds. Putting an asset in the wrong class produces a deduction that does not hold up if the IRS takes a closer look. Putting it in the right class produces a deduction that is fully defensible. Every study we prepare respects this ruling. We identify your primary business, we use the matching asset class system, and we assign recovery periods that are grounded in the rules. Revenue Ruling 77476 is one of the foundational pieces of guidance that keeps a cost segregation study accurate and audit ready. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see the full list of authorities supporting your report, check the legal section of your study.